From the international headquarters of the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, thank you for joining us for the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is CRI President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. Welcome to our special program as Hank unravels the troubling teachings and spiritual phenomena of the Word of Faith movement sweeping our nation and world, and addressed in his timely resource, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Masses today in the church are turning towards false teachers and prophets who promise prosperity. The good news is that thousands of people have been rescued from this movement through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and Hank Hanegraaff's landmark book, Christianity in Crisis. Listen now to how one life was transformed.
Yes, got saved when I was 17 years old and started out in a charismatic church that was basically a faith in faith type church. And one day when driving down the road, listening to the radio, I heard Hank Hanegraaff the first time, and I began to be offended by what he was saying about teachers that I respected, and then he played tapes. And when I heard those tapes, my love for Christ and the Word of God rose up in me, and I began to really study the Word of God. That led me into ministry. I went to seminary and continue to listen to Hank, and so many lives have changed. Thank you.
Stay tuned to find out how you can order your copy of this landmark book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. And now here's our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Well, thank you very much, Randy. One of the reasons the Word of Faith movement has become so popular in Christian as well as secular settings is that everyone wants to know the secret. Everyone wants to have a magic bullet. You know, the secret to health, the secret to wealth, the secret to successful relationships, the secret to making a fortune on Wall Street, if that's still possible, the secret to maintaining your perfect weight. The list is endless. So when Rhonda Byrne informed the world that she had discovered the secret to life, a secret harnessed by the greatest people in history, people like Plato and Shakespeare and Abraham Lincoln and Albert Einstein, well, of course, the world sat up and took notice. And within weeks, the secret topped bestseller lists and then morphed into a cultural phenomenon. In fact, it's a special theater event hosted by Lisa Gibbons, and this is Beyond the Secret, so it's taken on a life of its own because it gives simple formulas, fast food formulas, for very complex problems. Yes, what is the secret? Well, according to Rhonda Byrne, the secret is the law of attraction. The greatest teachers who have ever lived have told us that the law of attraction, says Byrne, is the most powerful law in the universe. And through this law, you create your life on the sole basis of what you think, your thoughts. Byrne says the creative process that she uses in her book, The Secret, was taken from the New Testament in the Bible. And she says it gives you an easy guideline to create anything you want in three simple steps. You ask, you believe, and then, of course, you receive. Sound familiar? Kenneth Hagin had the exact same formula as the father of the faith movement. And of course, Rhonda Byrne likes to point to herself as a prime example. She said that in order to transform herself from fat to thin, she thought thin thoughts. And she did not so much as look at fat people. In fact, here's exactly what she writes. She says, if you see people who are overweight, do not observe them, but immediately switch your mind to the picture of you in your perfect body and then feel it. As a result, she says, I now maintain my perfect weight of 116 pounds and I can eat whatever I want. According to Rhonda Byrne, the error is to think that food is responsible for weight gain. Well, in short, for Rhonda Byrne, thoughts are the primary cause of everything, whether good or whether evil or bad. On the one hand, she says thin thoughts produced her thin body. On the other, and here's the dark side, 6 million Jews brought the horrors of the Holocaust upon themselves by their thoughts. As her book, The Secret, makes clear, the law of attraction never slips up. For Rhonda Byrne, the genie that causes the universe to give you whatever you want is this law of attraction. But here's where I want to turn a corner. For Joel Osteen, who is communicating from a quasi-Christian pulpit, it is the word of faith that is our genie. As such, he is committed to the notion that faith is a force, that words are the containers of the force, and that through the force of faith, you can create your own reality. And he explains this in his mega bestseller, Your Best Life Now, when he says you have to begin speaking words of faith over your life. Your words have enormous creative power. The moment you speak something out, you give birth to it. This is a spiritual principle, he says, and it works whether what you are saying is good or bad, positive or negative. Well, obviously, I want to make clear that Osteen and Byrne have noteworthy differences, but they are united in the belief that the force of faith is so powerful that even God, however you define him, is bound by its irrevocable reality. Look, if occult sources like those referenced in The Secret pose the greatest threat to the body of Christ from without, I contend this. The deadly doctrines disseminated by these prosperity preachers pose the greatest threat to Christianity from within. They have created a crisis, and to avert that crisis, a paradigm shift of major proportions is desperately needed. A shift from perceiving God as a means to an end to the recognition that He is the end. And while change must come, it clearly will not come easily. Those who are dispensing spiritual cyanide by the megadose occupy powerful platforms within evangelical Christianity. They're like the popes in the medieval church. If John Huss would speak out against indulgences, if John Wycliffe would speak out against transubstantiation and indulgences, if he dared to take the Bible and translate it into the language of the people, there was a consequence. That's why Wycliffe's bones were exhumed, burned, and the ashes spread to the wind. That's why Huss was burned at the stake in the midst of his writings. That's why William Tyndale died his body ablaze and cried out, O Lord, open the eyes of England's king. The problem then was that people were biblically illiterate because there weren't English Bibles. Today we have another problem. We have all kinds of Bibles, but we're not reading them. And therefore, we are falling prey to a brand new generation of prosperity popes. They control vast resources, and they stand to lose multiplied millions of dollars if they're exposed. In fact, I would say this, the stakes are now so high that those plunging Christianity into crisis are willing to do and say virtually anything to silence opposition. Paul Crouch, he's the founder of the Trinity Broadcasting Network. He went so far as to suggest that if God does not kill heresy hunters like me, he would. Benny Hinn took it a step further when he said on TBN's Praise the Lord program, "You have attacked me, your children will pay for it." Well, despite whatever threats they might make, despite the consequences, I am absolutely, resolutely convinced that Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, is a book that desperately needed to be written. It's a book that I pray will serve not only to expose the cancer that is ravaging the body of Christ from within, but also to effect enduring changes among those who dare to take the sacred name Christian upon their lips. Now, when I first wrote about this subject, it was in 1990. That's when I began writing. I wrote a book called Christianity in Crisis, and I have often said that if I knew what I would face as a result of writing that book, I would have never written it. And a lot of people immediately jumped on me and said, "That is cowardice." But what I was trying to communicate to people is simply this: that God gives us the grace we need, and oftentimes he does not give us the grace we need until the moment we need it. And if I have taken it on the chin, so to speak, as a result of writing Christianity in Crisis in the first place, what in the world would possess me to write Christianity in Crisis 21st Century? It's not just a revised, expanded book, but what would cause me to write a book like that, knowing what happened the first time around? And I'll answer that question. You'll hear it over the next 2 days. It is the testimony of literally thousands upon thousands of people around the globe, whether I go to Seoul, Korea, or South Africa, or China, or London, or Scotland, I hear testimonies of people transformed by that book, leaving the counterfeit and embracing the genuine article. And so this time around, I'm exposing the new generation of prosperity popes. And we're going to talk about their prostitution of faith. We're going to talk about how they demote God and deify human beings. We're going to talk about how they strike at the very heart of the Christian faith such that they make men and women captive to their own desires. We're going to talk about how they have taken Christianity and conformed it to the culture. We're going to, quite frankly, talk about some of the cons and cover-ups. In addition to all of that, we're going to talk about the real dark underbelly of this movement, an underbelly in which they have literally caused people to die as a result of their formulas. We're not talking about an academic ivory debate here. We're talking about ideas having consequences, and some of those consequences lead to death spiritually, and others lead to death physically. So this is not a game we're playing. And my purpose is not to attack people. It's not about Benny Hinn or T.D. Jakes or Rhonda Byrne. It's not about Kenneth Hagin or John Hagee or Creflo Dollar. It's not about Rod Parsley. It's not about Paula White. It's not about Paul Crouch. It's not about a whole bevy of new faith teachers. Ultimately, it is about the people who are devastated by the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. Now, Christianity in Crisis, right now, it's available to those listening in through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and 100% of the proceeds go to this ministry. Nothing to me. It goes to this ministry to carry on this radio broadcast in a time where people need to hear truth so that they don't fall for the lie. We'll be right back on the other side of the break, and we're going to talk about little gods and the demotion of God.
Hi, Hank. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your ministry throughout the years. I'm a singer. I sing behind some popular Christian artists and worship leaders. And it seems like I'm surrounded daily with Word of Faith Christians. And I just want to thank you for giving me my sanity. I think the Lord really used you to tell me that I wasn't crazy through your book, Christianity in Crisis. It's just changed my life.
Blaise Pascal said that truth is so obscure in these times and falsehood so established that unless we love the truth, we cannot know it. Learn to love the truth and contend against the practices of today's modern counterfeit spirituality when you order Hank's landmark book, Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Just call toll-free at 888-7000-274. Or order online at www.equip.org anytime, day or night, on our secure website. That's www.equip.org. Please don't forget to ask about autographed or special limited leather editions. Don't go away. We'll return to the program in just a few moments.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to this subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Do you use software programs to prepare your taxes, store and display photos, or create music playlists? Have you considered software for your Bible? GLOW is an interactive Bible resource that allows users to explore and experience the Bible in a whole new way. Imagine studying the timeline of Jesus' ministry, following Paul's journeys on interactive maps, touring the Holy Land, reading articles on marriage, money, and work, and creating your own Bible reading plan, all from one software program. You'll experience the Bible in a whole new way with GLOW, a Bible for the digital world, complete with over 2,000 high-resolution photos, 7,000 articles, 460 virtual reality tours, 147 maps, and timelines. You can order your copy of GLOW today online at equip.org. or by calling the Christian Research Institute toll-free at 1-888-7000-CRI.
My mother died in 2005 of breast cancer. We had been born and raised in the Pentecostal movement, full gospel kind of church. Later on in life, my parents migrated to the Word of Faith movement, and my mother had noticed a lump in her breast very early on. And because of the Word of Faith movement, because of her beliefs that she was going to get healed, she was just determined that she was going to get healed, she neglected to seek medical treatment. Eventually, that tumor grew and grew and grew until it was an open, weeping sore, consuming most of her breast. And of course, by the time we took her to the doctor, you know, they did surgery, but all of her lymph nodes were positive, and she died 6 months later from malignant cancer. So my question is, how do you reason with those Christians who just stand so firm on that belief?
The Apostle Paul warned that even among your own number, men will arise and distort the truth. Nearly two decades ago, Hank Hanegraaff's prestigious Gold Medallion Award-winning book, Christianity in Crisis, alerted the world to the cultic movements within Christianity that threatened to undermine the very foundations of the biblical faith. But in the 21st century, there are new dangers, new teachers with rock star status who threaten to do more damage than the last. Get your copy now of Christianity in Crisis 21st Century by calling toll-free at 888-7000-CRI or go online on our secure website 24 hours a day at www.equip.org. That's EQUIP.org. And don't forget to inquire about the autographed or special limited leather editions. And now, once again, here's our host, Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, a reminder that you can go on the World Wide Web at equip.org and order Christianity Crisis 21st Century online. You can do it via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and via the phone by dialing 888-7000-274. Again, 888-7000-274. Well, in the first segment, we talked about the faith dictum that faith is a force, words are the containers of the force, and through the force of faith, you can create your own reality, which is essentially New Thought metaphysics repackaged for Christian consumption. But the Word of Faith movement ultimately takes men and elevates these men and women, people, into the status of little gods, so that you can do what you want and have what you want in this universe because of your status. Ontologically, by nature, you are a little god. And the way in which Word of Faith teachers communicate this notion is they say, look, a dog begets a dog, a cat begets a cat. What in the world do you think gods beget? They beget little gods, and you are the little gods that they beget. Now, what they say is so outrageous and absurd that it's hard for me to convince people sometimes that this is indeed what they teach. Sometimes it takes hearing it with your own ears, as in the case of Creflo Dollar, where he marshals Philippians 2:5 as a pretext for exhorting his devotees to talk themselves into having this kind of equality with God.
And if God now produces man, and everything produces after its own kind, if horses get together, they produce what? And if dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together and say, let us make man, then what are they producing? They're producing gods. Now, I got to hit this thing real hard in the very beginning because I ain't got time to go through all this. But I'm going to say to you right now, you are gods, little g. You are gods because you came from God, and you are gods. You're not just human. The only human part about you is this physical body that you live in.
And he is so convinced, this Creflo Dollar, and his minions that he has chanting after him, so convinced that we have equality with God, that he says we're, and this is a quote, "We're not going to shine as lights." By the way, this quote is in Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. "We're not going to shine as lights till we accept our equality with God. We're not going to shine as lights until we stop thinking that being equal with God is dishonor and robbery." And of course, dollar is not alone, and that is the hell of it. You have people like Joyce Meyer, who is equally convinced, just as a cow produces a calf, so God, she says, produces little gods. Here's how she puts it.
And you know, I was listening to a set of tapes by one man, and he explained it like this, and I think this kind of gets the point across. He said, you know, why do people have such a fit about God calling his creation, his man, not his whole creation, but his man, little gods? If he's God, what's he going to call them but the God kind? I mean, if you as a human being have a baby, you call it a human kind. If cattle has another cattle, they call it cattle kind. So, I mean, what's God supposed to call us? Doesn't the Bible say we're created in his image? Now, you understand, I'm not saying you are God with a capital G. That is not the issue here, so don't go trying to stone me or yell blasphemy at me.
Well, I think we should yell blasphemy whether you say you are a little God with a capital G or a little God in the sense that she communicates in her books and her television broadcasts. Because the bottom line is this, and Miles Monroe, another prosperity teacher, minces no words in underscoring this. The bottom line is you have the same nature as God himself. Indeed, according to Monroe, you create your own world the same way God creates his world. We license God from the perspective of Miles Monroe, not the other way around. And he's emphatic and direct. He says, I'm going to say it again. Prayer is man giving God authority or God license to interfere in the affairs of man. In fact, God, and then he says this, I'm going to take a deep breath because some of you religious people aren't going to understand me. Are you ready? God cannot do anything in the earth without a human's permission. Let me repeat that. God, according to Miles Monroe, cannot do anything in the earth without a human's permission. Now, as I demonstrate in Christianity Crisis 21st Century, that is utterly absurd. God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and he does with people as he sees fit, because it is God, not we, who is the sovereign of the universe. Well, as prosperity preaches, craft human beings in the image of God, so too they create God, and this is, again, pardon the expression, the hell of it. They create God in the image of humanity. When T.D. Jakes gets done talking, one is left to wonder whether humans look more like God or God looks more like humans. Of one thing we can be sure, Jakes is convinced that humans were created directly out of God. So as to leave no doubt, he provides an exposition directly from the mouth of the Almighty. He says, God said, I wanted to see what I look like, so I made you to be in my image. You have my DNA. You are created out of me. You are a derivative of me. You are the picture of me in the earth. You are an exact duplicate of the image of God from the perspective of prosperity preachers. Now, in biblical theology, we reflect God's communicable attributes. We have rationality and will and love. But we do not reflect God's incommunicable attributes. So we are reflections of God. We are not reproductions of God. But according to the faith teachers, you cannot have dominion in the physical world without a physical suit. And Rod Parsley, he is resolute in this teaching. He says, why does God say, ask of me? Why does he say that? And he answers his own question by saying, because he can't do it on his own. He can't get what he wants on his own because he placed you in authority on this earth. Well, does God say, ask of me because he can't get what he wants on his own? Is Rod Parsley right? The presumption makes God chuckle. In the very passage invoked by Parsley, God scoffs at the pretension that a mere mortal can thwart his sovereign rule over the affairs of humankind. And David, of course, puts it plainly when he says, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Whereas the prophet Daniel records, all the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? And yet, despite such scripture, faith preachers exhort devotees to reread their Bible, and in doing so, they are certain that they will utterly have persuaded their devotees that God can do nothing apart from the permission of his people. And I'll tell you, this gets worse and worse. The quintessential deification is a deification not only of man, but a deification of the devil. And John Hagee is outrageous in this regard because he asserts that in the end, the Antichrist, animated by Satan, will be able to emulate the death and resurrection of Christ. In one of the most horrifying scenes I've ever witnessed on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, he attempted to convince a worldwide audience that the Antichrist will be fatally shot by a Jew and then, like Christ, rise from the dead. Here's what I want you to do. Go to the phone, 888-7000-274, and order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. You need to be one of those who is equipped to reach a lost and searching generation with the truth when the faith teachers are peddling fast faith cures.
I just started reading Christianity in Crisis, and the truth that's in there and the Bible references are phenomenal, especially since just over these recent years you start hearing some of the exact same quotes that some of the faith teachers are using, and they never really fit right with my spirit. And this book has taken what I've always speculated, it has taken it and put it into words, and then most importantly has referenced the Bible to defeat the very teachings of the faith teacher, and I really appreciate it.
Hank has packed his book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, with solid biblical content and airtight refutations of the teachings and practices of the new breed of prosperity preachers. When you order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, we'll send it to you as our thanks for your gift to help CRI respond to the tens of thousands who are looking to us for answers. This resource is available in hardcover, autographed, and a special leather limited edition. To order, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't go away. Hank and today's program will be right back after this. It's the 21st century and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yes.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenim series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenim Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Every day at the Christian Research Institute, we're encouraged to hear from listeners who share how their lives have been radically changed through the broadcast ministry of CRI and the Bible Answer Man program. And we're excited to help stimulate change agents around the globe. Our passion and purpose is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But ministry, especially broadcast radio, requires enormous resources. If the Bible Answer Man program is ministered to you, would you consider standing with us both prayerfully and financially? To donate, call us at 888-7000-274 or visit us on our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271.
My name is Brenda, and I listen to the program in California. To sum it up, I listened to TBN all day, every day, for years. I believed everything that they said to me. I believed every one of the ministries, and I never bothered to open my Bible until one day I found Hank Hanegraaff and the Bible Answer Man. I am happy to report that I no longer believe them. Because of my getting into the Word, I can now discern lies from the truth. I have been freed from that horrible, horrible place. I would like to thank everyone at CRI very, very much. God continue to bless you.
At the Christian Research Institute, we praise God for this changed life. Unfortunately, too often in today's church, masses of Christians have lost the ability to think biblically and have become postmodern Christians, transformed from cultural change agents and initiators to cultural conformists and imitators. Pop culture beckons, and postmodern Christians have taken the bait. As a result, the biblical model of faith has given way to an increasingly bizarre array of fads and formulas. Become equipped to reach those trapped in this counterfeit Christian movement and be inspired to know the true meaning of faith and scores of other twisted biblical passages. Get your copy of Christianity in Crisis 21st Century by calling toll-free at 888-7000-274 or online on our secure website at www.equip.org 24 hours a day. That's equip.org. Don't forget to check out the autographed and special leather limited edition options. And now here's our host, Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff.
We're talking about how people like Joyce Meyer will tell you a pretext, a scripture, that by his stripes we are healed. Therefore, when you begin to recognize the symptoms of sickness, you have to stand against those symptoms. Of course, as pointed out in the last segment, these faith teachers have, with premeditation and forethought, stripped the Word of God of its meaning. And you have people like Jesse Duplantis in the Word of Faith movement making absurd statements with respect to symptoms. Not only absurd, but dangerous.
People ask me all the time, Brother Jesse, I've been watching you for years. I've never seen you sick. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I use the evidence that God has given me against the devil when he tries to put sickness on me. Let me just give you a revelation. When the devil tries to put sickness on me, you know what I say? Jesus, take your shirt off. He go, what? I said, take your shirt off, Jesus. And Jesus takes his shirt off, and I tell the devil, you see them stripes? By his stripes, I am healed. You understand? I got evidence that it ain't got nothing to do with feeling it. It ain't got nothing to do with me feeling it. It's got everything to do with Jesus' back. So all you got to do is stand up and say, I got evidence that I'm healed before I ever got sick.
And of course, if you have the evidence, why go see a medical doctor? Of course, Rod Parsley is equally convinced. He says, settle the matter once for all. God does not want you to be sick. Thus, when the believer continues to suffer with physical ailments, according to Parsley, he is only himself to blame. He has some pretty strong statements to make with respect to healing. He says, healing's just a fact.
Now, I know what your slick-haired, shiny-shoed evangelist told you. I know what your backslidden preacher elected by the church board for his Las Vegas-style ability to sway this thing called a personality cult that we used to call the church. I know what he said. But I'm here to tell you what Jesus said. He stands on the precipice of time and eternity. He lifts his hands to the Father and declares, I will. Will you? I will. Will you? I will. Will you? Don't you think if it was his will not to heal you, there would have been at least one time in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John where he said, no, I'm sorry, leper. I can't heal you because I put that on you to teach you something. Dear God, write some of this down. Where there is doubt concerning the perfect will of God to heal, faith cannot exist. Because faith begins where the will of God is known. I'm about to make a startling statement. If God had not wanted to heal you, he shouldn't have. Healing is not a promise. Healing is a fact. Isaiah 53:5 declares it.
I tell you, as I listen to him shrieking, and as a father and a husband myself, it's just hard for me to imagine a crueler contention than that doubt-filled prayers produced the death of family members, a contention made by Rod Parsley. I talk about that in Christianity Crisis 21st Century. This is particularly the case in view of the fact that according to Parsley's own theology, his son, Austin, is plagued by the demon of Asperger's syndrome and has been denied healing due to doubt or lack of faith. Remember, ideas have consequences. The biblical writers make plain that sickness and suffering are the lot of all who walk the planet. Since the fall of humankind, both the righteous and the unrighteous have been subject to disease and subject to decay. In the book of Romans, we read that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth. And not only that, but we ourselves groan inwardly, says Paul, as we wait eagerly for the redemption of our bodies. And Paul sums up this truth when he writes, the body that is sown is perishable, but it's raised imperishable. It's sown in dishonor, but it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, but it's raised in power. It's sown a natural body, but it's raised a spiritual body. And he makes clear that our frail and fragile bodies will not be changed now, but rather when we are resurrected from the dead. Then, says Paul, the saying that is written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. And for that day we yet wait, whether we want to or not. The faith teachers have taken the words of Scripture, prostituted them, and people around the world are feeling the pain. Christianity Crisis, 21st Century. It takes all the errors of the Word of Faith movement, exposes them, but more than that, it gives you the antidote. Genuine, biblical, satisfying Christianity, peace in the midst of the storm. Not a panacea, peace in the midst of the storm. Let's go to the phone lines. Paul, listening on the web in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing, Hank? It's so wonderful to speak with you, and thank you so much for your program, and God bless you, sir, and your ministry. I called because everything that you're saying tonight is right on. A few years ago, my wife at the time was diagnosed with breast cancer. It later metastasized and went to her brain, and it was inoperable, and, you know, the inevitable was going to happen. So we were believing for, of course, the Lord to heal her, and of course, we were seeing that his ultimate healing was going to be for her to stand in his presence, and we were just convinced of that. I'm a pastor, and I've been preaching for many years, and so we believe we're teaching the right word of God. My wife had so much time at home after this sickness that she began, you know, watching a lot of Christian television, and she started watching Benny Hinn. And she was so convinced after watching Benny Hinn for a few months that he was going to heal her, that she was going to be healed. And so she asked if we could go to one of his crusades in nearby Orlando, Florida. So I agreed to go with her. At this point, she was almost blind because of the tumors in her brain. She was unable to walk very well and that type of thing. And so we and our two small children, we went down and went into this arena filled with people, of course, and tried to make it down front to go to prayer. And when we got down to the area, there was a number of lines that were set up, and we'd never been in a situation like this before. And so he had a number of people posted, and so we said we wanted to go because we wanted to be prayed for. And so the gentleman in the line looked at my wife, and he saw her condition. And, of course, you know, you could see very clearly how sick she was and that it you know, it wasn't going to make a good presentation on television, obviously. And so he immediately moved her out of that line into another line, and he says, "This man here, he'll pray for her." And he just that quickly, he moved her over, and this guy, he laid his hands on my wife's head. He said this very cursory, very quick, perfunctory prayer. It was just like over with and done, and then he just shuffled her on. And I'm sitting there almost astounded. I'm saying, is that it? And, of course, on the stage, there was all the theatrics going on and people falling down and people jumping up. And everybody, of course, was completely oblivious to what we were dealing with. And I still remember making that slow walk back up to the top of those stadium seats, you know, guiding my wife because, again, it was a painful walk down and a painful walk up. And sitting there and realizing how we were duped and how so many people were being duped by this theatrics and all the shenanigans that were going on. And thank God, though, you know, we never lost our faith. My wife never lost her faith. She went on to be with the Lord in 2004, and we give God glory for her witness. But I'm just so astutely aware of what you're speaking about, and it is so true. It's a lie, and these false hopes are given, and people, sometimes the weakest and in their frailest moments, they start depending on these lies, and it's really a false hope. And
Paul, let me tell you this. I'm out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but you called at a providential time to close this broadcast, because the point that I've been trying to make is this point: ideas have consequences. This is not an ivory tower debate. This is something that hits people in the real cauldron of life. I'm so sorry we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do go to the phones and order from our resource consultants at 888-7000-274, Christianity Crisis 21st Century Edition. Order online in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. Or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And please be generous with this ministry. We can't promise you a give-to-get scheme. We're talking about investing in the lives of people for time and for eternity. I've taken on something that's going to have dramatic consequences once again, just as it did the first time. I'm going to lose a lot of support and listenership. But this is not about a popularity contest. This is about making a difference while there's yet time. Stand with us, won't you? Prayerfully and financially together, let's bring the true light of God's Word to a terribly confused generation. God bless.
Hello, my name is Malcolm. I just wanted to say that I really appreciate CRI, and especially how God has used Hank Hanegraaff to teach me about apologetics, and I thank him because I was caught up into the Word of Faith Ministries, and I'm just trying to be more sound in what I believe and read the Word of God for all its worth. So I very much so just thank God for you, Mr. Hanegraaff.
Multitudes of Christians have been given a wildly distorted understanding of the biblical teaching about faith. In the late 20th century, Word of Faith teachers such as Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn were at the fore. And in the early 21st, they are overshadowed by a new breed of prosperity preachers with even bigger platforms, like Joel Osteen, John Hagee, and Joyce Meyer, who are increasingly viewed as mainstream. T.D. Jakes is trumpeted by Time magazine as perhaps the next Billy Graham. Order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century right now by calling toll-free at 888-7000-274 or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org 24 hours a day. That's equip.org. Or write to us at CRI, P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Multitudes of Christians have been given a wildly distorted understanding of the biblical teaching about faith. In the late 20th century, Word of Faith teachers such as Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn were at the fore.
The Bible declares clearly that faith is a force.
In the early 21st century, they are overshadowed by a new breed of prosperity preachers with rock star platforms like Joel Osteen and Paula White.
God said to challenge the people to give $66.12 according to Psalm 66:12. When you put your faith with the Word, then you have mandated results.
Hank gives hope and truth to the millions trapped in the faith movement in his landmark book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. To get your copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the autographed and limited leather editions.
Do you use software programs to prepare your taxes, store and display photos, or create music playlists? Have you considered software for your Bible? GLOW is an interactive Bible resource that allows users to explore and experience the Bible in a whole new way. Imagine studying the timeline of Jesus' ministry, following Paul's journeys on interactive maps, touring the Holy Land, reading articles on marriage, money, and work, and creating your own Bible reading plan, all from one software program. You'll experience the Bible in a whole new way with GLOW, a Bible for the digital world, complete with over 2,000 high-resolution photos, 7,000 articles, 460 virtual reality tours, 147 maps, and timelines. You can order your copy of GLOW today online at equip.org or by calling the Christian Research Institute toll-free at 1-888-7000-CRI.